Today we're building a subsign blend breakdown in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those classic jungle and old-school DNB tension tricks that can make a drop feel absolutely inevitable. The big idea is simple. Instead of using a bright, shiny riser, we start from the bottom end with a clean sign sub, then gradually blend in harmonics, movement, and a little noise and air, so it feels like the bassline is assembling itself from the floor up. That's the magic. It's dark, it's weighty, and when the drop lands, it feels way more satisfying because the listener has already felt the pressure building underneath them. First, create a MIDI track and call it Sub Riser. For the main sub source, load Operator or Wave Eatable. If you're using Operator, switch on Oscillator A, set it to a sine wave, and turn the other oscillators off. Keep it mono, keep it clean, and set the level fairly low at first, around minus 12 dB. You don't want a huge sound right away. You want a solid foundation. Now write a very simple bass phrase. For jungle and old school DNB, less is more here. Hold the root note, maybe move to the fifth or octave once in a while, and let the processing create the sense of motion. If you're in F minor, for example, you might hold F for a bar, then move F to E flat, then back to F, then add a little octave lift at the end. Keep it sparse. The tension is going to come from automation and layering, not from a busy melody. Once the sub is in place, add a chain after it with EQ8, utility, and saturator. Use EQ8 very gently to clean up any low end rumble or low mid mud. If there is unnecessary junk below 20 or 30 HC, trim that out lightly. If the sub starts getting cloudy around 120 to 250 HC, make a small cut there. Don't over-EQ it. The goal is to keep the sub natural and solid. Then use utility to keep the sub fully mono. That's really important. True low end should stay centered. If you want a little extra stability, use bass mono, but generally just make sure the width is at 0% for the sub layer. After that, add saturator and drive it only a little, maybe 1 to 4 dB at first. Turn soft clip on. You're not trying to destroy the sound. You're trying to create harmonics so the sub still reads on smaller speakers. This is a key move in DNB, because a pure sine can disappear on phones or smaller systems. A touch of saturation gives it that extra audibility without losing the weight. Now we're going to build the actual blend layer. Create a second MIDI track called Harmonic Bass Layer. This is where the sound starts to wake up. You can use Wave Eatable, Analog, Operator with a triangle or square wave, or even a sampled bass and simpler if you want a more old-school edge. A nice starting point in Wave Eatable is a sine or triangle on oscillator 1, with a square or saw quietly blended in on oscillator 2. Keep the filter low pass and dark at the start. The idea is that the layer should feel hidden at first, then slowly become more audible as the build goes on. Put auto filter first in the chain and automate the cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. Start low, maybe around 100 to 250 HC. And open it gradually toward 800 HC or even a bit higher depending on how aggressive you want it. This is where the sound feels like it's emerging from fog. Add a little resonance, but keep it tasteful. Too much resonance and it starts sounding synthetic in the wrong way. After auto filter, use saturator again, maybe a bit more strongly than on the sub layer, around 2 to 6 dB of drive. That helps the harmonics speak and add some grime. If you want a little more character, you can add very subtle chorus ensemble or redux, but keep that tucked back. The point is not to turn this into a huge lead. The point is to make the bass feel like it's thickening and becoming more present. Now add EQ8 at the end of that chain. If the sub layer is already handling the true low end, roll some of that off here below 40 to 60 HC. That helps keep the layers separated. If the sound gets harsh around 2 to 5 kHz, tame it a bit. You want movement and attitude, but you still want the whole thing to stay dark and controlled. Next, add a noise or air layer. This is your lift on top. Create a track called Noise Lift and use Operator Noise, Wave Eatable Noise, Analog Noise, or a Noise Sample in Simpler. Then process it with Auto Filter, Reverb, Echo, and Utility. High pass the noise quite a lot so it stays out of the sub range. You can automate that high pass cutoff rising slowly, so the noise feels like it's being pulled upward. Add reverb with a medium or large size and a decay somewhere around 1.5 to 4 seconds. Keep it fairly dark if you want the jungle vibe to stay intact. Then use echo or delay with a low feedback setting and filtered repeats so it adds space without cluttering the mix. This layer should feel like air being sucked into the room before the reload. It's subtle, but it gives the section a sense of height and momentum. Now comes the really important part, automation. This is where the breakdown stops being just a sound design exercise and starts becoming an arrangement device. Over 4 or 8 bars, automate the filter cutoff opening, increase saturation drive a little and maybe add a tiny pitch rise, something like 0 to 3 semitones over the build. Keep it subtle. You're not making a giant EDM climb. You're making a pressure build for jungle and old-school DDNB, so the tension should feel underground and disciplined. You can also automate the sub amplitude so it ducks slightly in the final beat or half beat, before the drop, then comes back hard on the impact. That little drop out can make the return feel much bigger. If you've got reverb sends on any of the layers, push them up a touch right before the drop, then cut them cleanly at the hit. Bad dry, punchy landing is what makes the drop feel massive. For a rewind-worthy moment, try adding a tape stop or reload cue. One option is to resample the transition to audio, reverse the last half bar or bar, and fade it into the drop. You can also automate a small downward pitch pull at the end, or create a reverse reverb swell from a bass stab or impact. These little cues are classic. They give the listener that sense that the tune is about to get dragged back and then slammed forward again. When you arrange the breakdown, think in clear tension zones. A strong 8-bar version might start with just the clean sub in the first 2 bars. Then the harmonic layer fades in around bars 3 and 4. Bars 5 and 6 bring in the noise layer, more saturation and more filter opening. Bar 7 can be the peak, maybe with a reverse cue or pitch pull. Bar 8 should leave a little emptiness, maybe even a short silence, and then you hit the drop. That contrast is everything. A really important coaching note here. Don't let the whole section feel like it's always building. If everything is constantly rising, the ear stops feeling the lift. You need contrast. Let the sub stay emotionally steady. Let the harmonic layer do most of the storytelling. And use automation in pairs, like opening the filter while increasing the send, or adding drive while reducing the low cut. That makes the sound feel like it's waking up rather than just getting louder. Also, check the build in mono. If it loses its energy in mono, your harmonic layer is probably too dependent on width. The sub itself should stay solid and centered no matter what. The weight has to survive on a club system, not just on headphones. If you want to push it further, try a half-step tension pull where the harmonic layer moves in tiny interval steps instead of one smooth rise. Or program a call-and-response pattern where the bass answers itself every 2 bars. You can also make a fake drop before the real drop, build it up, cut the bass and drums for half a bar, throw in a rewind cue, and then slam into the actual drop. That's a classic reload move, and it works brilliantly in Ravi DNB. Another really effective trick is to resample the whole transition and then chop it up. Reverse pieces, slice the tail, leave a tiny gap before the impact, and make it feel like it was edited by hand. Some of the best jungle transitions sound great because they're not too clean. They feel performed. So to recap, a sub-sign blend breakdown starts with a clean sign sub, then blends in a harmonic layer, adds a noise or air layer, and uses careful automation to make the bass feel like it's growing out of the mix. Keep the low end mono, keep the motion controlled, and use contrast to make the drop feel like a true reload moment. In Ableton Live 12, the stock devices are more than enough. Operator, wave-eatable, auto-filter, saturator, EQ8, utility, glue compressor, drum bus, echo and reverb can get you all the way there. If you keep it dark, focused, and rhythmically aware, this kind of breakdown can hit with that proper rewind-worthy jungle energy. Now go build one at 170 to 174 BPM, resample it, and see how hard you can make the drop feel.